Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Happy spring. Happy Mother's Day next week. Happy Saturday, my favorite day of the week because I do this show. Today's show, entitled, Making Incredible Physiological Phenomenon More Credible, Introducing the Spinal Wave. You're going to look at something today, a phenomenon in human organisms. In fact, a phenomenon in all mammals, probably a phenomenon in all of nature, taken for granted, overlooked, underestimated, frightening to many. When human beings do it, other human beings think it's weird. When you connect this physiological phenomenon to the healing arts, to the possibility that if one displayed this physiological phenomenon, that it might be related to a healing, most people would say poppycock. Lots of people would get scared. Lots of people would call it hocus pocus. Lots of people would call it witchcraft. And yet, as always, Medici Enterprises, Straight Talk on Health, attempts to give you a understanding rooted in hard science. And that better be our future. Turning what was once understood as just mere esoteric nonsense into something that can stick to your ribs in the trenches. How many of you are in the trenches? How many of you have symptoms? How many of you have illnesses? How many of you have psychological issues, anxiety, depression? How many of us are on antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills? How many of us understand what I'm about to show you? As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, it's better if you can get to the website. If you can't, as soon as you can, get on straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. I want you to take a look at something. Go to the website and look at the bear. I have a polar bear. I have a YouTube segment. I had my tech put a YouTube segment of a polar bear right up at the top, just below the title. Take a look at that. Now click that on. I want you to watch the whole thing. It's going to be a minute or two. Take your time and watch the whole thing. Again, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, right below the title, the spinal wave. Look at the segment. It's called Trauma to the Bear. It's a polar bear being hunted down. Now click it and watch. Okay, you're 10 seconds into it. There's a helicopter. It's up over the tundra, probably the Arctic. And they're chasing a bear. They're not going to kill it. They're going to knock it out. Why, I don't know, but just watch this, this massive bear. Wait till you see the size of this thing's claws. And it's running for what it knows to be its life. It's running on water. That water's really just frozen ice. Now the bear is down. Look at the size of the paws on the bear. And they're describing those paws. I'm going to turn my volume up a little. They're describing those paws. And they're pointing out those paws are like sandpaper. Did you get to the part where they show the bear's fangs? Wouldn't you love that fang ripping into you? Now, what's it doing? It's shaking. Okay. It's a minute, 7 seconds into the video. So Whether you're following this or not, go to 1 minute and 7 seconds into the video. 1 minute, 7 seconds into the video. That bear's been hunted down. That bear's been shot with a tranquilizer. That bear's in shock. That bear's in deep trauma. And what is it doing? Look at that at 1 minute, 7 seconds into the video. Now, the gentleman that's talking in the video is explaining that the bear is aware that something's wrong. The bear is aware that there are people standing around him. The bear is having, as it's termed in this video, a very stressful experience. And what is that bear doing? That bear is shaking. That bear is in something that I'm going to call a spinal wave. That bear is doing something to its physiology that if human beings retained, if human beings had a consciousness and an understanding of what that bear was doing, and if human beings had sustained through civilization their ability to produce that phenomenon in their own bodies on demand, there wouldn't be any Prozac. There wouldn't be anything like emotional trauma stuck in the body. There wouldn't be anything like emotions causing disease. This is a very large statement. And I'm going to bring you to nature. Because who can argue with nature, right? We can call the rest of this demonstration today, the rest of these videos today, nuts and crazy and not realistic, not credible. We can attack them, but can you attack nature? No. It's harder to attack nature. And so I want to start with a polar bear doing what this gentleman is commentating now, and he's basically explaining this is what the bear's doing to get rid of its stress. Now watch this. This is absolutely fascinating. Let's continue. I stopped it at 1 minute 13 seconds. If you can go to 1 minute 13 seconds, keep going. Watch this. Now get to the point at 1 minute 18 where the gentleman is saying after he shakes and settles down, the bear is going to do deep breaths again. Now check this out. The animal has been hunted. Think of yourself. Think of yourself having an alien spacecraft descend upon you one night while you're walking home, and the spacecraft chasing you while you're sprinting for your life, and something you're not quite sure sticks a gun out of the alien spacecraft and shoots you with something. You go down. You're only in a semi-conscious state. And these aliens are surrounding you. And you start what? Shaking. See, now the notion is you're shaking with fright. You have to understand, the bear's not shaking with fright. The bear is shaking out its trauma. And that's what this gentleman's explaining. If you listen to the video later on your own, the gentleman explains he's shaking out his trauma. And then, and here's my point, the bear does something. It takes a couple of super, super, super deep breaths. Super, super, super deep breaths. At 1 minute 18 seconds. So take a moment and get to 1 minute 18 seconds. I hope you understand how to manipulate this video. Get to 1 minute and 18 seconds and watch this bear take its few breaths to finish what it started with the shaking. Listen to that bear at 122, 127, 129. The gentleman there is saying at about 132 into the, it looks a little bit unpleasant. This is fascinating to me. It has to grab you. You shoot a bear with a trank. The bear's going to go off in 20 minutes like nothing happened, back to normal. The bear's not going to hold it in its body. And the bear, to release the trauma, is taking very deep breaths. And the guy with the cap on and the blue collar at 1 minute and 32 seconds is saying it doesn't look pleasant. That meaning this bear taking these breaths doesn't look pleasant. That's fascinating. That's human beings rationalizing what keeps nature, nature. The reason mammals, other than man, live 7 times the day they finish puberty. So we finish puberty at, say, 21. That means as a mammal, technically, as evidenced by other mammals, dolphins, gorillas, monkeys, so on and so forth, dogs, cats, we should be all living to about 140 years old. When your dog is 20 years old, it's 140 in human years. You all know that, you dog owners, cat owners. And this gentleman here is observing nature safeguard itself against types of traumas we would not stand up to for a week. Having body parts amputated, attacked for your life, what, once a week by another animal that wants to eat you? This makes living in the hood seem like living in Beverly Hills. I mean, there's no comparison between what the average human being suffers as stress and what animals suffer as stress. And what animals are doing appears bizarre to us. And that's the point. We've become so dissociated from our natural self. So look at this. A minute 32 into it. Watch the bear again. Listen to the bear. It lets off all that stress and is then able to relax. Listen to the bear. Go back again. Go back to, say, 1 minute and 27 seconds. Do it. 1 minute and go back to 1 minute and 19 seconds. Just take your cursor and on the bottom line, swing it back to 1 minute and 19 seconds and watch this bear again. 1 minute, 19 seconds. There he goes. I'll be the commentator. Deep breaths. Listen to those breaths. Listen to those breaths. Fascinating. It lets off all that stress, so says the gentleman. Sleep the thing off. Then he's going to go. Now, we're going to go to the slow motion at 142. We're going to go slow motion. Watch the bear at 142 in slow motion. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Absolutely fascinating. That's nature. That's nature. Fascinating. All right. Get out of that. Let's cut to something else. Let's cut to something else. Let's cut to what I don't think they got up here. I had a video of somebody that I don't actually see. Let me just click. Hang on 1 second. Today was video day. I have to see that we got all the videos. Let's see what we got. Hang on just 1 second. All right, I don't see one of the videos quite yet. All right. Then let's do this. Let's go to something else in nature. Let's go to network spinal analysis. Go to the second YouTube. Not the one on top, but the one down from that. The second YouTube. And that gentleman's name that you're looking at, his name is Donnie Epstein. This is the second video. His name is Donnie Epstein. Donnie Epstein is a chiropractor. This is the second video down. Donnie Epstein was a chiropractor. When I was in chiropractic school back in the 90s, the early to mid-90s, Donnie Epstein was lecturing across the campuses. Donnie Epstein was becoming famous. He was becoming famous for something called network chiropractic. Network chiropractic was a way to effectively induce exactly what you just saw the polar bear do. Network chiropractic was a way to induce exactly what you saw the chiropractor do. And Network Chiropractic was spreading throughout the chiropractic community. Donnie Epstein was teaching everybody to do exactly what you're about to do. Now, later they banned him for a period of time from all the campuses. All the chiropractic campuses across the United States banned him from their schools. I think that was reversed later. But no one ever sat well with Network Chiropractic. I, of course, thought it was the greatest thing come down the pipe for chiropractic that I had seen or experienced. Take a look. Go to this YouTube number 2, the one below the polar bear, and listen to Epstein explain what he's doing to this gentleman, and think of the polar bear. Here we go. Donnie Epstein, spinal analysis care. Donnie Epstein. Now, we'll just watch this. Why don't you go 57 seconds in, go 57 seconds to a minute into that video. Do this with me. Now watch this. He's just pressing places in the sacrum. He's just pressing very gently points along the person's back. And this person is doing what? This person's going into a wave. The spinal wave. This person's doing the same thing the bear is doing. There's no difference. And believe me, this is the one Epstein shows on his video. That's much, much more, how should we say? This is much gentler than the polar bear. But watch this guy on the video. I'm at a minute 43 seconds into it. And just watch this guy. His spine, if you look at his spine, it's in little waves. All of a sudden, his body starts going up. His body starts going up and down and up and down. As if he's being propelled by something. Now, what's causing that wave? Let's keep going to the video. Go as far as 2.5 minutes in. Go to 2 minutes and 50 seconds into the video and watch the same gentleman on his back. Now he's on his back. He's face up. Watch this gentleman. He's face up on the video. Watch him. What's that man doing? That man is doing something no different than what that polar bear is doing. We devoted an entire wing of chiropractic to exactly this, to getting people to do what the polar bear is doing. Didn't revolve around getting cracked in the back. It didn't revolve around massage. It revolved around getting somebody through manipulation of the spine and certain types of touch into doing what the polar bear is doing for exactly the same reasons. Now I want you to go to the third video and watch this. You got to tie the pieces together here to get the point. Go to the third video and watch this one. Watch this gentleman, another chiropractor of sorts. Watch this gentleman a good minute and a half. Watch him 3 minutes into the video. Go to 3 minutes into the video and watch that girl face down. You're going to see her body effectively doing the same thing. That body's going into a wave. Just stick with it at 3 minutes. 3 minutes in. This wave is very gentle. It's not quite as intense as the other ones. Go into that again. Just watch her in that wave. And there she is. That's 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes into the video. Look at 4 minutes into the video. Go 4 minutes into that video. Look at that. At 4 minutes into that video, look at what her body has evolved to. Look at what her body has evolved to. Look at the deep contractions, the deep rhythmic contractions in that woman. All right. Signing out on 4 minutes and 36 seconds. 4 minutes and 36 seconds. And that woman is in a very, very deep video. A very, very deep spinal wave. Now, hopefully I've got another video coming on of a patient of mine doing something that looks very much also like the polar bear. Right? You got to talk fast on radio. I know. You can't pause because we're all in this big rush. Do you realize what you just looked at? What you just looked at is the difference between your tumor, your cancer, and your autoimmune disease, and your back pain, and hell. Now, let me show you why. What is that polar bear doing? Well, I want you to go to picture number 3. Go to picture number 3. And I want you to look at the dural tissue of the brain. And I want you to understand that that skin around the brain, it's called dural tissue. It's what those forceps are holding. And go to picture number 5. I want you to look at the dural tissue around the spinal cord. Those tissues around the brain and around the spinal cord hold tension. But they don't hold the kind of tension you hold in your muscles. They don't hold the kind of tension that you hold in your tendons. They don't hold the kind of tension that you hold in your fascia. They don't hold the kind of tension you hold in your organs. They own and hold 100 times that tension. They concentrate tension in ways that your muscular system wasn't designed to. When you get hit with shock, with emotional trauma, when you get hit with the day's tensions added up, for every unit of tension that goes into your muscle, for every unit of tension that goes into your organ, for every unit of tension that goes into your tendon, many, many, many times that go into the dural tissue. The dura holds emotional memory in the deepest ways. The dural tissue and the tension there is the gatekeeper to deeper areas of the body, to the central junction boxes that control the disease phenomenons. When people are out there, by and large, I mean, it's absolutely incredible, looking for that magical herb that's going to give them energy, that magical herb that's going to fix their cancer, that magical herb that's going to get rid of their low back pain, so on and so forth. They're playing with pawns. These are peanuts in the game. Not that they're not important. Herbs are important. Nutrition's critical. But you have to understand that its purpose, its primary purpose is to support. Now I'm going to introduce the term. Its primary purpose, the primary purpose of nutrition is to support the unraveling of the dural tissue. The primary purpose of the money you spend on herbs is to support the unraveling of the dural tissue. You do not get what you need unless the dural tissue begins to unravel, because that's nerve tissue. Nerve tissue controls the magnetic field that organizes the chemistry of the organs. Nerve tissue controls the magnetic field that organizes the chemistry of the organs. And when that nerve tissue is stuck, when that dural tissue is congested, the herbs you take are not supervised by the higher intelligence of the nervous system. So your symptom and the capacity of the herb to help that symptom is rendered essentially ineffective. Now you got to make that hookup. You got to connect the dots. If you don't connect the dots, you waste your money. If you don't connect the dots, you will not get what you need. I give this to you, born out of my own experience. I didn't read it out of a book. I didn't decide to make up something that sounded a little bit different, if it even does to you. I did it because I didn't see singular therapies work. I didn't see anything work that didn't have a synthesis, where someone could apply a consciousness to that synthesis. You have to understand what you're doing and where you're supposed to go, or you don't get there. You can't just drive aimlessly. So the synthesis here, first and foremost, is about understanding that nutrition is rate limited. Its effect is limited unless you can start to unravel the door. Nature understands this. The polar bear understands this. Different sects of all healing arts, from Chinese medicine to Vedic medicine to network chiropractic to tantric dance to Egyptian dance to Viking dance, back to the animal kingdom, all understand this. And yet, is that your daily experience? Are you doing the polar bear dance once a week? Is that the way you shake out your trauma? Do you respond that way on a massage table? Is that your experience? And certainly it is not. Certainly very few of you understand or have even seen what I displayed here. And of course, when people in medicine, when people who study medicine, when people who act and are trusted as the gatekeepers of the medical community see things like that, the relationship between what the polar bear does and health, meaning staying healthy so you don't get Alzheimer's, so you don't get cancer, so you don't get sick, and what that polar bear does, and what those other people did on chiropractic tables, that appears absolutely ludicrous. Now, is there any science behind this? Well, we know about the dural tissue, and we know via MRI studies that the position of the dura as it holds the nerve roots intact can change. The dural tissue can scar. Let's go back to that dural tissue and take a look at it again. Let's go back to that dural tissue and take a look at that dural tissue again. Let's go back to picture number 5. There's a cross-section of the spinal cord, and there's that tissue. It's being held by forceps. Let's go back to picture number 3. There's the brain wrapped around dural tissue. Now take a look at this, picture number 6. There's the brain. It's sitting on the tentorium cerebelli. It's sitting on the lower left-hand corner of the top picture. That's picture number 6. You're looking at another piece of dural tissue. Look at picture number 7. Look at picture number 7. You're looking at what we call the falx cerebri. FALX-CEREBRI. The falx cerebri. That's the dural tissue that divides the left and right hemisphere of the brain. Falx cerebri, tentorium cerebelli, the dural overloping the brain, the dural overloping the spinal cord. These tissues have to unravel. We know they unravel. We know they hold tension the same way no one would doubt that the muscles hold tension. Now, none other than Reich, Wilhelm Reich. Remember Reich? Go to page number 1, picture number 1. There's Reich. Let's review Reich. If you're new to the show, you may not have heard of Wilhelm Reich. He was a psychiatrist. He was a protege of Freud. He had his own genius. In Vienna, in Europe, in the 20s, he got sick and tired of talking to patients. So you're going to picture number 1, and you're going to see, I scan that and put it on the site, I put number 1. Read under Reich's intellectual development. Early in his career, Reich would found that patients would talk endlessly, and that this was basically a waste of time, to cut to the chase. Look at where I put number 2. Most importantly, Reich extended his concept of psychic armor into that of muscular armor. So this is Reich now. I'm going to draw a parallel between Reich, network chiropractic, the polar bear, dural tissue, and your health, what your health essentially comes down to. I'm going to draw parallels. That's what's going on now. And Reich is basically noting that he's talking to people, and those people are not, in fact, changing. And so he realizes that the tensions in the muscle. Now, Reich realizes the tensions in the muscle, thus muscular armor. That's number two. Now, go to number three. Number three is saying Reich's therapy is devised as he begins to touch patients where he sees tension and rigidity. Now, go to number four. As the bands of tension dissolve and the autonomic nervous system starts to come into balance, right? The autonomic nervous system, that's the parasympathetic division of the nervous system. As that begins to come into balance, streamings occur and feelings emerge until the patient ultimately experiences a reflex accompanied by a shivering. Think of the polar bear. Please think of the polar bear. Much as a cat does when it relaxes. Think about that. Freud's right hand. I mean, the whole concept that your health and your mind are related began with Freud. Psychoanalysis, psychiatry began with Freud. This is Freud's golden boy. This is the scholar of scholars. This is Wilhelm Reich. This is Reich, as he always did in his life, becoming essentially disgusted. Becoming essentially disgusted with just talking to people. And then he starts touching people. And then people start shivering. Think of the polar bear. Think of the polar bear. People are shivering. And then they have these orgasmic sorts of reflexes. They have these orgasmic sorts of reflexes. And lo and behold, a person does what? They start to release massive amounts of tension. As the patient lets go of control, as the patient shivers, it starts to experience an enormous sense of well-being. Think of the polar bear. I wish I didn't find this fascinating. I'd suffer less. This is fascinating to me. If you're interested in health, this should be fascinating to you. It caught my attention in my late 20s. That was over 20 years ago. It still captures my attention. Despite my passion for chemistry, genetics, what we're doing in the genome, what the future of medicine will look like, genomically speaking, it will always come down to this. We cannot get around this. For every splice of every gene, for every cell that's cloned, for every stem cell we inject, you are going to come down to this, the polar bear dance. Your health essentially reduces to, can you do what that polar bear did? This is exactly what Reich is talking about. But these things, of course, are poo-pooed and poppycocked. Go to picture number two. Go to picture number two to see something fascinating. Go to picture number two. Don't you just love this? Look at this. Picture two. I put it in parentheses. From 1940s onward, Reich shifts from a clinical and therapeutic interest to what he felt was an increasingly biological and natural scientific endeavor. This resulted in increasing antagonism toward him. Increasing antagonism. Notable here was his work in cancer, the cancer biopathy. Excerpted in Writings 9, he felt that cancer was a matter of biological frustration, an organismic shrinking and withdrawal, which occurred, as did other somatic diseases, so on and so forth. Reich is creating a medical paradigm. From a European perspective in the 1920s and 30s, this is massive. By 1940, Reich sees his work, the unwinding, the same thing you saw the polar bear do, the same thing you saw Donnie Epstein do, as central to his point about how we achieve radiant health, how we cure disease, how we stay away from it. And of course, he's crucified for it. Years later, Reich dies in jail for treating cancer with non-approved medical equipment, the Orgon accumulator, something he invented after this. Donnie Epstein is barred from my campus. I went to Cleveland Chiropractic College. I graduated in 1994, 1993. Donnie Epstein wasn't allowed on that campus. They banned him, as did many other schools. They banned Reich. Every time this polar bear dance comes down, think of your cat. Think of your cat. Your cat's doing the polar bear dance. Think of your dog. It's doing the polar bear dance. Are you doing the polar bear dance? I see you. I see your symptom. I see your disease. I see whatever you're dealing with as failure to dance like the polar bear. Failure to experience what the polar bear feels like after he shakes it out. I think nutrition, I think herbs are only as good as they support the polar bear dance. I'm going to show you a video now of a patient. We got this up. My tech is the absolute genius of the century. She's so good. If anybody needs a tech, someone to do tech on a website, you call my office. She's so good. Go down one, two YouTubes down, three YouTubes, four YouTubes down, go five down. This is someone in my office, someone who bared autoimmune disease, who came out on the other side, who's going to go on to live many long, healthy years, who started not in good shape, truly, and who ended up here, and now has the opportunity to go beyond this, beyond the polar bear dance. Just watch this. I did a short clip. I cut it down. I don't want to be too revealing, but just watch this. Go. Patient in dural unwinding. Go ahead. You see her shaking? Think of the polar bear. See the woman shaking? That's just from touching the body in certain ways, stretching it, manipulating it, hitting its neurological centers. And more importantly, it's from someone that trained her body, that developed herself systematically and deliberately to the point where she could do the polar bear dance. This is very spontaneous. This is not put on. This is completely natural. This is not painful. And on the other side of it is the bliss of the polar bear. Look at that again. It's just a 30-minute clip. And think of the polar bear shaking and shivering and flailing and breathing and all these different things. And there you have it once again. Now, we're really going to move today. We have lots of time for the show. I want you to take that, and I want you to click the View the Fuel article that says Sun Chung. Click the View full article on Sun Chung. So just below this video of one of my clients under Reich 1, Reich 2, is click to View full article. Click that article up. Get that article up. This is an article taken out of Forbes magazine a couple of months ago. It's an article on a gentleman who's a medical doctor from South Africa who put up a $10 billion estate in Bel Air. It's presently in Bel Air, under construction, being finished. He has launched probably the most efficacious war on cancer since we deluded ourselves into thinking we were going to do it back in the early 70s when, of course, you remember Nixon declared war on cancer. He's an eminent scholar. He is an extremely accomplished surgeon. Soon. Pardon my pronunciations, S-O-O-N-S-H-I-O-N-G. And he's after cancer now. Now, I want you to go to this page. I only put one page up. And look what it writes. It says, the strong persevere, right in the center of the page. The strong persevere. And not just me, says Xiong. And we have a better world for it. That's not what I'm calling your attention to. Go right underneath that where the parentheses are. I'm going to read from the beginning of that sentence. Okay? Right on that page there, just above that big quote. One study found that 2/3 of pancreatic cancer patients received the wrong treatment. Again, this is from Forbes. I'll get the article. It's in the other room. This is from Forbes. It came out about 3-4 months ago. One study found that 2/3 of pancreatic cancer patients received the wrong treatment. Computer brain power wasn't enough to fix this, Xiong realized, if it wasn't paired with a high-tech nervous system. How could we ever hope to win the war against cancer? Using our newly gained molecular insights against a disease that has the capacity to change and mutate, he says. I hope you guys get the significance of his statements. Here's one of the world's most eminent medical minds. Forbes displayed him front cover as the world's richest doctor. And he didn't make his money from trust funds. He came up from nothing. South African Chinaman went on to build a $10 billion estate, a medical estate in Bel Air, much to the dismay of his neighbors. And he's saying something to us all. He's saying, I'm going after cancer. Because one study says 66% of your pancreatic cancer patients receive the wrong. Oh, good. You don't have pancreatic cancer. Thank God. Now, what we're saying here is when you're in the medical model, you got a 1 out of 2 chance every time around to be receiving the wrong treatment for you. It's not just pancreatic cancer. That's why he's after this. He's trying to make models that work. That's not the point. What he's saying is, if we don't, there's the wording, high-tech nervous system. If we don't bring to the table a high-tech nervous system, how could we ever hope, now I'll quote him, to win the war against cancer using our newly gained molecular insights against a disease that has the capacity to constantly change and mutate? He's basically saying, oddly enough, he's Chinese. He's saying in the Chinese medical context that if you can't do the polar bear dance, you aren't going to cut it. I concur. I concur completely. It's why I'm a doctor. It's why I'll do this show. For as long as I stay involved in medicine, I'll be ranting this. And not just me. And yet, when you really take the notion of a high-tech nervous system against a disease that has the capacity to constantly change and mutate, then why is what that polar bear is doing so seemingly, apparently, removed from health? That's my question here. That's my point. Why was Donnie Epstein banned from campus? Why is John Upledger not a household word? Why, in fact, do people find these releases so either what? Frightening? Incidental and unimportant? Why, then, when we really think about it in the right context? Now you understand the issue. The issue is called consciousness. What you face, my fellow audience, what you face at your dinner tables, when your husband huffs and puffs and walks out of the room and tells you you're wasting your time and your money, what you face when you talk to your medical doctor and he crosses his arms and says, what study shows the efficacy of this notion that the polar bear dance has any effect on health? What you're facing are people of limited consciousness. That is exactly what you're facing. And what you have to exalt and thank within yourself is that you have a more developed consciousness. And what you have to understand is if you study the history of science and you study the history of medicine, it's always higher consciousness that paves the new pathways. It's always higher consciousness that forges the new world. Not esoteric vernacular, not empty jargon, but stuff you can observe that scares you just a little bit. You see, when it's too comfortable, when everybody can nod their head and smile, when nobody's feathers are ruffled, when guys like Wilhelm Reich don't upset the community, then the holistic vernacular they're preaching, it's usually not worth its weight. The real stuff shakes people up. To say that you're not doing the polar bear dance, and that is where you fail in your health, shakes you up. All my listeners, I'm saying it to you now. I'm saying if you have any interest in your health, investigate that in a serious way. Orient your day around that. Understand, I've given you Reich, I've given you Hans Selye, now I've given you one of the nation's, if not one of the world's most eminent cancer researchers, someone that at least is throwing, as an entrepreneur, billions of dollars into understanding what it's about. And he's basically saying the same thing. It's why I give it to you. Let me ruffle your feathers a little bit. Let me do that just a little bit. You see, before you hang up the phone. Because you got to see it that way. Because then the world opens. Then you feel like you're moving the ball. This woman moved the ball. She can continue to move the ball. Now, it's not as if we pulled this out of thin air. There are structures in the body. The dural tissue being one. The fascial system being another. The tendon of the body being a third. And if you can communicate between these centers to the dura, you can begin then to pump the cerebrospinal fluid. Go to picture number 8. You've seen this before. Blow it up once it's up. Picture number 8. Go take a look at the flow of the cerebrospinal fluid. Picture number 8. Follow those arrows in picture number 8. Follow those arrows designating that there's this fluid that the brain floats in despite being wrapped by the dural tissue. The brain floats in a clear liquid, a clear, normally sterile liquid called cerebrospinal fluid produced by the ventricular system of the brain. And picture number 8 is showing you that that stuff flows. In everybody? Well, yes, in everybody, but at what rate? The rates are different. The rates are relative to whether or not the dura can unwind. When the people in the videos I've selected, from the polar bear down to that last woman I showed you, their cerebral spinal fluid is flowing at a different rate. Their cranial bones, go to picture 15, don't blow it up, just look at it. Their cranial bones are separating and pumping at a different rate. And that separation and flow through the cranial bones, to the unwinding of the dura, to the circulation of the cerebrospinal fluid, all supported by, well, go to picture number 4. Go to picture number 4. Picture number 4. The ventricular system of the brain. Look at that. The ventricles of the brain. The ventricles of the brain in which the cerebrospinal fluid is made. The ventricles of the brain combined with the unraveling of the dura, combined with the breath, combined with the flexibility of the tendons, is changing the magnetic field that comes off the brain and spinal cord. It's changing the magnetic field that comes off the brain and the spinal cord. And as that magnetic field changes, that comes off the brain and the spinal cord, your cells electrify. The cell that ails you, that gives you the symptom, that gives you the disease, the cell that cannot repair itself, the cell that cannot excrete clearly and correctly, the cell that's part of the organ that's part of the system of organs that's part of you, and your disease and your symptom and your anxiety and your depression, becomes electrified as these systems that I designated ignite. You must grasp this. You must embrace what I'm saying to you today. You must understand that you have to train yourself systematically to the polar bear dance. 714-857-1007. 714-850-1007. If you suffer from health concerns, and this makes sense to you ardently, if this makes sense to you, if the science of you grabs it, if your intuition embraces it, if it just makes sense, if you're running around in an archaic, Neolithic medical model and getting nowhere, 714-850-1007. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your medical doctors, tell your priests, tell your rabbis, tell your reverends. Use your discernment, don't cast your pearls. But spread it, because it works. Because if you can train yourself systematically, you'll get what you want. I summed up for you today the entirety of holistic medicine, of natural medicine. But I did it in a way that can scare you a little. I did it in a way that might get under your skin. I did it in a way that might ruffle your feathers. Go back. Look at that video, Patient Endural Unwinding. Go back. Look at that. Look at that. Go look at that. That last video. Now go to the top. Play computer games. Go to the top and look at our big polar bear. Go do it. Do it. Look at the polar bear. Look at that polar bear hunted. Look at that polar bear being chased. Look at that polar bear getting to the point where it just starts to shake. Look at that polar bear then beginning to breathe, to pant. Look at that polar bear. Look at the divine human organism and what it does, unabated, without judgment, without guilt. Look at what it's capable of doing. And ask yourself how distanced you are from that. And yet you want your healing. And this is my point. 714-850-1007. I'll get behind what I'm saying for you if you want that. Look at the fourth video down. Look at the fourth video down. One, two, three, fourth video down. Look at this gentleman, fourth video down. He's doing something called Nolly. Fourth video down, he's doing something called Nolly. Look at that. Look how he moves his belly. Look at how his belly becomes like a washing machine. Left to right, right to left. How can you get sick? Ask yourself, how can you get sick doing that? That is impossible. It's not possible to get sick doing that. You can't get heart disease. You can't get cancer. You can't get diverticulitis. Understand that when you see someone do that, that's the effective equivalent of taking out your organs, putting them in the washing machine, and then putting them back in your body. And all done blissfully so. All done blissfully so. That is the genius of that. That is the genius of Nolly. So what we're looking at here, making a claim that the polar bear dance is the way to go. What we're looking here, making this claim that the polar bear dance is the way to go, is simply to say to you that you must clean your blood. You must clean your blood with solvents. And those solvents are what you call nutrition. Those solvents are what you call nutrition. Nutrition either supports you or cleanses you. But then there's the tendon that you must stretch, the tendon that demands that you create relationship with it. I don't mean just stretching in a yoga class. I mean getting a result. I mean pushing the edge of the tendon. I mean realigning the bone. I mean feeling the weight shift. I mean feeling the prana. I mean feeling the electromagnetic field of the body. That's what I mean. I mean that unless you, in your pursuit for health, unless you in your pursuit for health get to the point where the tendon stretches and you're cleaning your body and cleansing your tissues so that you get more flexible, unless that occurs, unless you begin to feel your chi, unless you have relationship with that phenomenon, you'll never get to the dural tissue. But that's what you're trying to do. You're in pursuit of relationship with your dural tissue. And that dural tissue is where I'll leave you today. And that dance is where I'll leave you today. And lighting up the inside of your hypothalamic, pituitary, and pinealian centers is where I'll leave you today. So have a happy week. I look forward to next week. We're going to bring Dr. Aguilar on. We're going to finish our root canal dance. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.